I'm Kinley Walsh-Lawler, President and CEO of Parks California. Across California, parks are places where nature and community come together. Through Arts in California Parks, artists and culture bearers are creating murals, performances, and cultural programs with local organizations that reflect community stories and deepen our connections to these landscapes. From music in neighborhood parks to murals that celebrate heritage, these projects remind us that parks are more than just open space. They're living galleries of creativity and belonging. Learn more at parkscalifornia.org/arts.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Tuesday, November 4th. How the county is responding to federal cuts. More on that next, but first, the headlines. Today is the last day for Californians to cast their ballot on Proposition 50. The measure could sway who wins control of the House of Representatives after next year's midterm elections. Prop 50 asks voters to approve a temporary redistricting plan that would redraw the state's congressional map to make it more favorable to Democrats. Governor Gavin Newsom said this is in response to Texas and other states redrawing their maps targeting Democratic-held seats. The proposition could impact representation in San Diego County. North and East County have historically been Republican strongholds. Congressman Daryl Issa has represented parts of the region for nearly two decades. His 48th district seat is one of five statewide that would be targeted by the new map. And now, when it comes to how to cast your vote today, every active registered voter should have received a ballot in the mail. You can mail it or drop it off at any vote center or official ballot drop box. If you didn't get a ballot, you can go to a vote center to register and vote in person. Just be sure to get your vote in by 8 p.m. You can visit sdvote.com for a full list of locations. San Diego is launching a citywide network of EV charging stations. According to the Union Tribune, the network will feature roughly 800 EV charging portals across 59 locations. This includes 20 library branches, public parking lots at local beaches, and rec centers. The goal is to give residents confidence to buy an EV even if they can't charge at home, and to fight back against a trend showing that a large majority of EVs in the city are registered to residents in wealthier zip codes. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Bilhau Plumbing, Heating, and Air Restoration and Flood Services. Family-owned and operated over four decades, Bilhau has been serving the plumbing, heating, and air and water damage needs of the San Diego area since 1980. With their fleet of trained professionals, Bilhau has the ability to service all major and minor plumbing and HVAC emergency needs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Bilhau is committed to providing excellent service to their customers with transparent quotes and attention to detail on every job. Whether you're in need of an HVAC installation, plumbing, or water damage restoration in San Diego, they offer the convenience of scheduling an appointment over the phone, online, or through live chat on their website. Call 1-800-BILHOW or visit bilhau.com, because we know how.
The County Board of Supervisors will take up a proposal today to help fill a $30 billion federal cut to Medi-Cal. The Big Beautiful Bill, signed into law by President Trump this summer, also places tighter eligibility rules on beneficiaries. Reporter Andrew Dyer has more.
The proposal would bolster access to healthcare benefits starting at the end of next year when stricter eligibility requirements take effect. Supervisor Monica Montgomery Stepp says the county's reacting to a lack of humanity from the Trump administration.
It creates additional overburdensome sort of requirements, and it really changes the eligibility all the way around.
The bill also adds new barriers to the state's SNAP program, CalFresh. this proposal isn't meant to address the immediate acute crisis brought on by the suspension of SNAP benefits from the government shutdown. But the supervisor says the county's working to help fill those gaps as well. From the County Administration Building, Andrew Dyer, KPBS News.
Information on current local food services is available by calling 211 or visiting the 211 San Diego webpage. Poway Councilmember Tony Blaine was scheduled to be arraigned on 4 felony charges yesterday, but the court proceedings were delayed. Reporter Jacob Ayer tells us why and what's next.
1:30 January 12th, Department 101, and Mr. Blaine is ordered back on that date and time.
Poway District 2 Councilmember Tony Blaine was supposed to hear the charges against him in court and enter a plea Monday, but he didn't show up. Blaine filed a motion for continuance because he's on a military deployment. Judge Theodore Weathers granted that request, and the arraignment has been rescheduled for January 12, 2026. Blaine is accused of perjury, asking for a bribe, soliciting a bribe, and destruction of public papers. Poway Mayor Steve Voss showed up to the hearing on Monday. There's a recall election for Blaine on Tuesday.
Blaine has embarrassed Poway from the time he took office, and we don't take kindly to embarrassment. We're going to get back on our feet and get back to doing the things we do well.
If a simple majority of people vote yes, Blaine will be removed from office and the position will remain vacant until it's filled. Jacob Ayer, KPBS News.
The pandemic has undoubtedly changed the way we work. Gone are the days of clocking in and out of the office every day. There is a lot more flexibility. But does working remotely impact men and women differently? Evening Edition anchor Maya Tribolsi spoke to some economic experts who say it could.
Cheryl taking good care of you?
Yes.
Of course she
good.
Is, always.
Good.
Yeah. Manpower San Diego CEO Phil Blair lives and breathes employment trends.
We're churning. That's our business, is to churn people. So we see everything in the employment market, good and bad.
He says in return to office post-pandemic times, organizations are more comfortable with flexible working hours and locations, and it allows companies to keep good employees. But he says in-office networking, like so-called water cooler conversations, can be a crucial part of career advancement.
Where's you bump in the hall, or you say, let's go have lunch, or join us, we're going down the hall, or I baked some cookies. You know, it's that interaction, it's that human nature of knowing people and trusting them. So you have to be visible to do that. On the screen, Zoom or Teams or whatever, it's not the same.
But data shows men and women aren't returning to the office at the same rate. According to a recent U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics survey, the percentage of men working from home dropped from 34% to 29% from 2023 to 2024, while the share of women working from home stayed largely the same at 36%. Other data suggests some women left the workforce entirely because of return-to-office rules.
Having a one-size-fits-all approach to management doesn't work.
Liz Lyons is associate professor at UC San Diego. She also helps companies with their hybrid and remote work policies. Lyons says for women, the benefits of remote work is less about location than it is about flexible working hours.
So I don't think it's like this unique moment. It's just that if we want to continue the progress that we have been seeing, allowing for individual needs and not taking a kind of blunt force approach to management, I think is important.
She says it's not surprising that more women opt for remote work because they disproportionately shoulder the burden of non-pay-based work, like child or elder care. But she says the lack of visibility could put them at a disadvantage that exacerbates income and wealth inequity.
The idea that forcing women into the office is going to fix this is not the right idea, because when that does happen, we're seeing women exit the labor force altogether.
Lyons says that managers can personalize work arrangements as incentives. An example would be allowing workers to choose days to come into the office to facilitate interaction. Phil Blair says that digital-only work shows an employee is skill-oriented, but if they want to advance...
The money and the progression is leadership-oriented, where I see you work with your team, and wow, we got a star there. Versus, well, she does all hers on Zoom, and I guess she's good, but we don't know.
So how do people who choose to work from home make their interactions count?
So women have to be a little more assertive when they are in the office.
I think the other thing is that all remote workers should think about just spending some time pinging coworkers for no reason, sending them silly videos or whatever opens the door for these more serendipitous interactions.
In terms of like the risks that women take in having remote only jobs, mm-hmm. what can they do to prevent the recognition gap?
Mm-hmm. I think one is just to, you know, be brave and talk about your accomplishments. I know many women relative to men are uncomfortable with that. But just doing it and reminding yourself that, you know, if you want to be able to stay in the workforce, manage your competing demands on your time, which are so hard for so many women, speaking up for yourself can support that. And so if that can give them some courage to be uncomfortable in that way, I think that's really critical.
While the workplace has largely changed from a single worker type, Lyons and Blair believe it is incumbent on the individual to close the gap in visibility while enjoying the age of flexibility. Maya Trabulsi, KPBS News.
That is it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego News online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for listening and subscribing. By doing so, you're supporting public media, and I really want to thank you for that. Have a great day.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Bilhau Plumbing, Heating, and Air Restoration and Flood Services. Family-owned and operated over 4 decades, Bilhau has been serving the plumbing, heating, and air, and water damage needs of the San Diego area since 1980. With their fleet of trained professionals, Bilhau has the ability to service all major and minor plumbing and HVAC emergency needs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Bilhau is committed to providing excellent service to their customers with transparent quotes and attention to detail on every job. Whether you're in need of an HVAC installation, plumbing, or water damage restoration in San Diego, they offer the convenience of scheduling an appointment over the phone, online, or through live chat on their website. Call 1-800-BILHOW or visit bilhau.com, because we know how.